I said, I tell you, I said, well, my brother, he's kind of sick. I know he's not going to be out. And I said, John, he's gone down there to cook. I think you do go out there and get it run off. Well, he says, you reckon it won't catch me? I said, I'd take a shot at it. Well, he did. He went ahead and he ran it off. So that same whiskey that he made that day, he'd been selling it over here on the Watauga Lake to a fellow. And he has retailed it, you know, for this man to make. Well, two revenue men came in, wanted to buy some whiskey. So this guy, he said, yeah, I said, you got it. He went ahead and sold him a gallon. Well, he came back next day and wanted 2 gallons. Well, he said, I don't have it. So we'll have to go get it. So he pulled out and went out there, you know. So this guy, he went down there. He thought, well, everything's okay. You know, I've been selling to you for years. You know who they are. So he sold them that whiskey, and they just pulled back the coat and said, boys, you're under arrest. They like to ruin that old boy. Got it in the federal courts, you know.
What happened to him?
Oh, I forget now, they almost. They fined him. He had to hire two or three good lawyers and everything else to get out of it, you know. He finally worked out of it some way. I don't know how he got out of it.
You know, it must pay well enough so they really think they can get by with it. I mean, even the risk involved, they must think that it...
Well, now, I'll tell you how plentiful it is. Ain't you mentioned it right here the other day. There's... fella came from here up north. He wanted some. He thinks that's the finest whiskey there was. But my boy was sitting here, and I didn't know if he was that whiskey. Well, he says, I can go get you a pint in less than 10 minutes. And he got in his car and went up the road, and in less than 10 minutes, he's back. And that's how plentiful it is right around here, bootload. You see, they buy it from these moonshiners, and then they resell it, they double on it, double the price. But it's dangerous, I wouldn't drink it at all.
Oh yeah, all you have to do is drink it once.
Well, you ought to have seen that now. You can
lose your eyesight.
They have these old, we call them old toe sacks, over the top of them, and you can pull it back and you can see them old bugs in there kicking, you know, and trash on top of the barrel, get a blubbering, you know. Old bugs are kicking around in.
What do they usually, they have to use some kind of fruit. They use a lot of sugar, but I mean, what kind of fruit do they usually end up using?
Well, they use corn mostly.
Oh,
corn,
yeah.
Put sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Corn meal, you know.
I know that's one way in Georgia that they, I heard they were able to catch them. Anybody buys a lot of sugar, they know good and well that they're either working for a bakery or they got a still.
I went to Georgia and got a little peaches one time. They were too ripe. I bought them. I should have known better. Mm-hmm. I got home and then they just...
They ripened in the cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went around here and there'd been other fellas, you know. We couldn't sell them.
Uh-huh.
Well, I told Harvey, that's my son, I said, I know where we can sell those peaches. Let's go out and see Claude. That's the fella I'm telling him about buying this still. He said, boy, said, I've been a looking. Back that thing up here behind the house and unload them at the smokehouse. We took 2 scoops. We had 75 bushels. We unloaded them.
Hey, that's a lot of peaches.
Heck yeah. And
that's probably the
I wasn't expecting to get scarcely anything out of it. Long ago, that finest fellas you ever fool with in your life. He paid us a good price for peaches. We got rid of it. He made peach brandy out of it.